Well, good morning. Happy fifth Sunday of Easter to you. As we start out this morning, I want to read from Psalm 97 as an opening for us. Listen to these words. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. For he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Once again, welcome to the time of worship and time of prayer. And a time of a word from God on this fifth Sunday of Easter. I also want to say Happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. Plus, I want to say Happy Mother's Day to those who have been mothers in any way in other people's lives. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for watching over folks and guiding them and helping them and showing them compassion and love at all times. Let's go to the Lord now in prayer. Almighty Lord, you have opened an incredible way before us. You have restored a relationship with us that we could not restore. You not only are our creator, but you are the one who sustains us, the one who encourages us, the one who watches over us and guides us at all times. We come before you because we know that it is right to worship you. For you are the only God, and you are the one who wants to walk with us daily. We come before you too because we realize that by nature we're sinners, and we have fallen from the path that you have so designed for us to walk, a path that is holy and righteous. And sometimes, Lord, we've decided to purposefully walk away from that path. And sometimes we've done it without realizing that we have. So we come to you now and we open our lives to you. And we ask, Lord, that you would point out those things that are displeasing to you, those things that are stumbling blocks for us, those things that are sin. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us to agree with you. So as we come now and we confess our sins to you, we lay open our lives because we know that we can trust you to forgive us once we confess our sins. And that you say in your word in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that not only when we confess our sins will you forgive us, but you will clothe us with righteousness, that we might truly be in your presence as daughters and sons of yours, that we might truly be in your presence as inheritors of the kingdom of God. Lord, thank you for what you've done through Jesus Christ. Thank you for his willingness to step away from all his rights and privileges and to be an example for us on how to walk this holy path. Thank you for his death upon the cross, that it provided an opportunity for us to once again be at one with you in all that we do. And Lord, thank you for that empty tomb. This year, as a community, we were not able to gather together to celebrate once again that Easter morning that happened so long ago. But Lord, we can celebrate that every day. So thank you for that empty tomb. Thank you for the community of believers that you have given to us. Thank you for those that stand around us and walk with us. And Lord, we especially come today and say thank you for our mothers. We lift them up to you and ask that you would bring them a blessing, that you would shower them today with gifts of compassion and blessing, that they might know that they have a very special place in people's lives. Thank you for what they've done. Thank you also for those who have gone on before us and walked this righteous and holy path already, some giving us wonderful examples of how to walk forward, and some giving us wonderful examples of, once we fall, how to get back up again and start walking. So Lord, we thank you for all of them. We also come before you this morning because we know of many folks who need your healing hand. And so we lift them up to you, and whether you cure them by doctors or nurses, technicians, by therapy, by medications, by whatever means, we know it's only by your healing hand that people are healed. So we pray, especially during this time of a coronavirus, that you would heal those who are affected by this virus, and also heal those who have cancer. Heal those who have any kind of medical problem. And Lord, we also ask that you would heal those that have any kind of emotional and mental problems. Lord, you're the great physician and you can do this. So we trust in you to answer our prayers. We also come to you, Lord, because we know that there are many within our world who have yet to meet you and make a commitment to walk with you. So we pray, Lord, that doors would open, that we might have opportunities to share with them. We pray that ways would be open for people to see. We also pray, Lord, that there would be ways open for us to see better, that we might notice where you're working in our world, and that we might join in with you, and that we might walk with you on this journey, helping others to come to your kingdom. So Lord, we pray now as we take a time of looking at your word, that it might touch our hearts in a powerful way, that we might see you better, and that we might see the calling that you have given each one of us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. What a blessing it is that we can come and we still have God's Word. And God's Word is powerful in our lives. And God's Word can guide us to deeper and to richer things. So I would encourage you to listen to these words that are found in the 7th chapter of Acts, verses 55 through 60. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed him, dragging him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses lay their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell on his knees and he cried out, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." When he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen was one of the first to be chosen as a deacon in the early church, one to serve others and one to help others come ever closer to God. And right before this passage that I read today, Stephen gives his testimony and gives the testimony about what God is doing in the midst of the world. And you see, those that he's giving his testimony to really don't want to hear what he has to say, because he goes from the very early days of the faith of the Hebrew children, explaining how God has always been working in their midst. And then he goes right on up to explain how Jesus was God's plan. And Jesus was the one that was going to set everything straight. Those around Stephen, the Sanhedrin and others, did not want to hear him say that. One of the exciting things is that there's much more going on than meets the eye here. There's more going on behind the scenes. And one of the exciting things for me about this passage is that Stephen is able to see with a spiritual sight what many others couldn't see at all. So we need to recognize, even in the midst of our world, there is more going on around us than we can see with our eyes and that we can hold with our hands. There's more happening. There's more going on. And many times we only see a small picture, a small piece, maybe even just a sliver of what's happening. You see, we need to, as Stephen did on this day, especially we need to recognize that there is a spiritual realm happening around us, and that there are things going on in this spiritual realm that are much richer, much deeper than those things that we can see with our eyes, those things that we can touch with our hands. There is more going on. You see, in the midst of a difficult moment, Stephen sees God at work, drawing people to a closer relationship with God. And he tried to explain that to others. He tried to help them to see and to understand that God was doing a powerful and a wonderful thing in their midst. But because of how people chose to look at things, they couldn't see what Stephen was seeing. He shares with them the testimony of God. He shares with them how God is working and what was happening in the life of Jesus Christ that would make a difference for all of us. The sad thing is that the people can't hear even what Stephen is saying. Look at what it says about them. It says, as he shared with them in verse 57, "At this they covered their ears, and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed him." You know what? The people didn't even want to consider that God was working in a different way. They had more the reaction of a two-year-old throwing a tantrum. It says that they covered it over their ears and that they yelled to the top of their voices so that they couldn't hear what Stephen was saying, so that they couldn't pay attention, just as a two-year-old might do when you ask them to do something they don't want to do. The people had no desire in Stephen's day to even consider that God was working through Jesus Christ. They just wanted him to be gone and to be put away. You know, Stephen was in a difficult position, but we find ourselves today in a very difficult position. This is the ninth week that we haven't met in the church building. This is the ninth week of us staying at home and not gathering together in the building that we're so used to gathering together in as God's people. Very soon, I hope not much longer, we will be meeting again. But things aren't going to be the same as they were before. Things are going to be different. For a while even, we will need to be very cautious about how we gather together and how we come together in a way that we can worship again. We'll still need to maintain some distances. We'll still need to be very careful about not reaching out to shake someone's hand or to hug them as we're so used to doing. Things will be different. And some of our activities at church, maybe we need to forego for a while until we can get everything straight and we can understand how to best take care of folks during this very difficult time. You see, we may be allowed to get back together, but we also don't want to see a resurgence of this disease. So things will be different. It's going to take some time for us to understand. But one of the things I thought about as I looked at this passage this week, it will be very important for us to have as close to 2020 spiritual sight as we can. You see, most of us wear glasses. Some of us are fortunate enough that we don't. And we wear glasses to try to correct our vision back to 2020, what's considered the best for most folks. But what happens many times is that people don't have a 2020 spiritual vision. It's time for us to concentrate on that spiritual vision. What is happening around us in the spiritual realm? You see, Stephen could see that by what was happening through Jesus Christ. Stephen understood that and tried to share with the people. Stephen even understood as they grabbed stones and threw them at him to kill him. He even understood that in this, God was providing an opportunity for people to see what God was doing. Stephen even asked that God would forgive them because they didn't have the spiritual sight that they needed at this point in time. Folks, we need to develop that same spiritual sight. Why has God allowed Withville Baptist to be on the corner of Church and Spring Street for so many years? I believe that God has called Withville Baptist to reach this town and this county for the kingdom of God. Reaching out to folks and helping them to walk ever closer with a wonderful and powerful Lord. That the people might know that they can have eternal life, that they can have forgiveness of sin, that they can walk in holiness because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. I believe that's why God has called Withville Baptist to that very street corner. It's time for us to do a little bit more. You see, we need to use our spiritual sight to see how God is asking us to fulfill the mission of making disciples in With County. It's not just about bringing new babes to the kingdom of God. It's about also helping them to establish a walk with God that is purposeful and that is fulfilling and that is blessed each and every day of their lives. It's about walking a journey that says, I need to help others around me. It's about walking a journey and seeing with spiritual sight that people don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ and seeking to do something about that. It's about serving the basic needs of people so that they can see the love of God and then in turn make a commitment. You see, I truly do believe that God has allowed Withville Baptist to be on that street corner, the street corner of Church and Spring Street for so many years, right on top of a flowing stream that still flows, so that we can make disciples in Wythe County. Disciples that will not only be there, but may move out into the rest of this world, making other disciples, thus expanding and growing the kingdom of God, because we were able to have 2020 spiritual sight. Yes, there's going to be guidelines. Yes, there's going to be restrictions as we move ahead in the weeks and months. It's going to be that way for a while. But we still need to live as God's disciples. We still need to be drawing people to God to help them have a personal relationship with a loving and a living God. Even in the midst of those guidelines and restrictions, God is still going to be at work in our community and in us, helping us to have the sight that we need to know how to move forward during this difficult time. You see, we do have the opportunity to move forward in new ways and in new directions to reach people for Christ. See, during this time, there's folks out there that don't have a church community and have never been part of a church community, and they even wonder, as all this is going on, does God love them? Does God care for them? And folks, we have that message. And if we could have our spiritual sight to be full and complete, we would see these people that are searching and that are seeking and that need help. And we would do what we could first to bring them to Jesus and make the commitment to make him their Savior. And then to take the next step to make him their Lord and to become disciples of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you to think about this. What are you going to do to stretch beyond your boundaries and develop better spiritual sight? What are you going to do to see those folks around you that need to become disciples, that need to become followers of Jesus Christ? How do you need to be stretched? How do you need to grow and step in new ways with a new spiritual sight? I hope you'll spend some time to think about that this week. See, Stephen, in the midst of a terrible time, was able to have spiritual sight that brought word to people. And I think one of those people that he spoke to very deeply and planted a seed at that moment was a man named Saul, who became Paul and wrote over half of our New Testament. How will you use your spiritual sight to maybe help a Saul out there become a Paul? Let us pray. Lord, what a wonderful thing happened as Stephen used his spiritual sight to help other people see. And Lord, you're asking us to do the same. To use that spiritual sight that you give us to allow people to see that there are things happening around us that we can't see with our eyes or hold with our hands. You're calling us to be incredible disciples that will reach out to folks who need to have sight, who need to see what's happening in the spiritual realm and make a commitment to you in a deep and a powerful and a wonderful relationship through the very work of Jesus Christ. So Lord, may you guide us. May you open our eyes spiritually that we might see those around us who need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and that we might do something to help them step closer to you so that they might become disciples also. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now may the God of peace open your eyes to new spiritual sight this week as you look around you for what's happening. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.